Chapter 9 The Color of a Name. Paracelsus, one of the greatest physicians, and one of the most learned of occult students, several hundred years ago set forth the principle upon which depends the influence of a name, a number, a color, a musical tone, a locality, or other invisible vibratory rate. He said, if I have mana in my constitution, I can attract mana from heaven. Saturn is not only in the sky, but also deep in the ocean and earth. What is Venus but the Artemisia, that grows in your garden, and what is iron but the planet Mars? That is to say, Venus and Artemisia are both products of the same essence, while Mars and iron are manifestations of the same cause. What you have in your constitution is mapped by your birth chart. If you have the dynamic stellar structure in your astral body mapped by the position of the planet Mars powerful, you will, of necessity, attract events into your life of the nature of Mars, events of violence, either constructive or destructive in character. If you do not have much iron, or Mars, in your constitution, as shown by Mars occupying a weak house, and having almost no aspects, you will not have aggressiveness nor much courage, and you will not attract violent events. And what has been said of the Mars structure is also true of the other 9 thought structures mapped by the various planets, and of the 12 zones of the astral body mapped by the zodiacal signs. If the section of your astral form mapped by a particular zodiacal sign is shown to have much activity, as indicated by planets in the sign having many astrodions, or by the ruler of the sign having many astrodions, the department of life indicated by the house position of that zodiacal sign will come into unusual prominence all through your life. And thus it is that the type of events attracted to the individual depends exclusively upon the activity of the thought cells within himself, that have the same vibratory rates as these events. If the money structures and money zone of the astral body have considerable activity, money will enter the life as of considerable importance, but if the money structures and zone are weak, there will be neither large gains nor large losses, and money will not be as important a factor as some other of life's activities. If the structures and zone ruling marriage are unusually active, this phase of the life may dominate in importance all the other matters entering the life, but if they are passive, this department of life may prove of negligible importance. Now, any of these structures or zones mapped in the birth chart can be given additional energy, and thus made more active than it normally is, through associating with things or thoughts of a similar vibration. Whether we will or no, some of them are thus given additional activity through the progress positions of the planets. There are 3 sources of invisible energies that have the power to stimulate the thought structures and thought cells of our astral body into exceptional activity: astrological influences, the influence of thoughts, and the influence of objects. And when a planet by progression reaches a zone of the astral body, it gives its thought cells new activity, and this attracts events corresponding to the department of life ruled by the zone into the life. In particular, when a planet by progression also forms an aspect to a dynamic thought structure in the astral body mapped by a planet in the birth chart, the additional energy thus gained by the thought cells enables them to attract some pronounced event into the life. And thus, from such progress positions of the planets, and the dates when they make aspects with structures in the astral form, the astrologer is able to predict what events will transpire and when they will come to pass. But progress planets are not the only source of such additional energy that may be made available to thought structures and zones within the astral form. Both thoughts and objects have a similar power, though varying in the amount of energy contributed. In Course 9, Mental Alchemy, I have considered the deliberate use of certain types of thought, and in this course considerable attention has been paid to the use of abstract thoughts, such as names and numbers. And right here I wish to indicate how the character vibrations of colors may be employed in a similar manner. Sound is caused by vibrations ranging from the 4th to the 12th octave of vibration, or from 16 to 32,768 vibrations per second. Vibrations either slower or faster than these must be apprehended by other means than the ear. Electricity, for instance, which is not perceptible to either eye or ear, includes the 25th to the 35th octave, or from 33,354,432 to 34,359,738,368 vibrations per second. Radiant heat, such as that coming to us from the sun, ranges from the 46th to the 48th octave, or from 70,368,744,644 to 281,474,976,710,656 vibrations per second. The effect of these vibratory rates, as producing physical changes in our organism, is readily apparent. But there are other vibrations, which have quite as pronounced an effect in producing physical results, that are less easily discerned in their action. Thus, the chemical ray, used in photography and producing sunburn when we stroll the beach in scanty attire, belongs to the 50th octave of vibrations, and the 10 ray, which without sensation burns tissue within the human body, belongs to the vibratory rates within the 59th to 61st octave. Within the range of the 49th octave of vibration, around 562,949,853,421,312 vibrations per second, the rates of motion are perceived by the eye as light. This white light, when refracted, divides itself into vibratory rates slightly faster and slightly slower than the average, and these different rates give rise to the 7 colors of the solar spectrum. These 7 colors, as ascertained by the effects they produce when associated with, each tend to stimulate, or add energy to, the structure within the astral form mapped by one of the planets of the septenary. And the various shades of these colors, produced by slightly higher or lower vibrations than the type color, are found to add activity to the zone of the astral body ruled by a zodiacal sign. Thus any color, or combination of colors, has an effect upon the astral body, which can be determined from the correspondence of the color, or combination, to the zones and structures mapped in the birth chart. These color correspondences, from which the structure or zone of the astral body stimulated can be ascertained, are given in the treatment of each major arcanum, and also in the table at the front of Chapter 1. Now as each letter, and each number below 23, has the same astral vibratory rate as the astral vibratory rate of some color, or its shade, the astral vibratory rate of a color must not be confused with the electromagnetic vibratory rate, which affects the sense of sight. It is easy to find the color correspondence of any number or any name by first finding the vibratory key of the number or name, and then discerning to which color this key corresponds. In applying such correspondences, it will be noted that the night signs of a planet correspond to the darker shades of the color ruled by the planet, and the day signs of a planet correspond to the light shades of the same type color. Thus, to find the color of the name Teddy T22, E5, D4, D4, Y10 added gives the number 45. 4 plus 5 gives 9 as the key of the number. And by referring to Arcanum 9, we find the color of this key to be light blue. To find the color number 1918, we add 1 plus 9 plus 1 plus 8, which gives 19, as the key to which it vibrates, and referring to Arcanum 19, we find the color to be light orange. Thus, by associating with the name Teddy, there is the same kind of influence, but probably of different intensity, as that obtained by associating with the color light blue, such as wearing a light blue dress, or even a light blue necktie. But the most important factor is yet to be mentioned. For while the type of event attracted is determined by the structure or zone of the astral form, to which energy is thus added, whether the event will be favorable or unfavorable must be determined by how that structure is organized as shown in the birth chart. If the structure or zone, as mapped in the birth chart, is shown to be decidedly discordant, adding energy to it except as a mental antidote, as explained in Course 9, gives it additional power to attract misfortune. Therefore, by names, by numbers, by colors, or by other means, pains should be taken not to associate with those astral vibrations that have the same rate as discordant conditions mapped in the birth chart. Instead, those should be associated with which will add energy in large volume and intensity to such structures and zones of the astral body, as the birth map shows to be especially harmonious. Thus will more favorable conditions be attracted from without. The Reaper Arcanum 13-letter Egyptian, Mudloth, Hebrew, Mem, English, M number, 13. Astrologically, the zodiacal sign Aries. Color, the lighter shades of red. Tone, high sea occult science, mundane astrology. Human function, the sense of taste. Natural remedy, such herbs as hemp, mustard, broom, holly, dock, thistle, fern, garlic, onions, nettles, radishes, poppies, peppers and rhubarb. Mineral, the talismanic gem, amethyst, and such stones as ochre, brimstone and red stones of various kinds. M13 expresses in the spiritual world the perpetual movement of creation, destruction and renewal. In the intellectual world, the ascension of the spirit into divine spheres. In the physical world, natural death, that is to say, the transition through which the soul leaves its physical form henceforth, to function in an astral form in the astral world. Remember, then, son of earth, that terrestrial things are of short duration, and that the highest powers are reaped as the grass of the field. If Arcanum 13 should appear in the prophetic signs of thy horoscope, the dissolution of thy organs will come sooner than thou expectest. But do not dread it, for death is but the parturition of another life. The universe reabsorbs without ceasing all which springs from her bosom, that has not spiritualized itself. But the releasing of ourselves from material instincts by a free and voluntary adhesion of our souls to the laws of universal movement constitutes in us the creation of a second man, a celestial man, and begins our immortality. In divination, Arcanum 13 may be read as death or transformation. Arcanum 13 is figured by a skeleton reaping human heads, hands and feet. On the blade of the scythe wielded by time is a serpent and a scarabaeus, and back of all is seen a rainbow. The progression of the scythe in its work is the emblem of the perpetual destruction and rebirth of all forms of being in the domain of time. The serpent on the scythe represents the virile energy that has carried the soul, symbolized by the scarab, in its pilgrimage of births and deaths through the mineral kingdom, the vegetable kingdom and the animal kingdom, up to the estate of man. The skeleton mowing human heads, hands and feet signifies that the thoughts, works and understanding of man eventually pass from the earth. But the rainbow promises a new life of thought, effort and knowledge in a superior realm. Number numerically, 13 is the second decave of 4, indicating Arcanum 4, or realization, operating on the negative plane of frequency of Arcanum 2. It is what is realized from the efforts of life, when polarizing forces disintegrate the physical body. What this new plane of realization, to which the efforts have now been transferred, will offer, depends entirely upon how the energies have been used on the plane left behind. If this use can be represented by 9 and 4, the realization of wisdom, self-conscious progression gains momentum. But if the transition is only 10 and 3, change of action, 5 and 8, the operation of the law of justice, or even of 6 and 7, victory over temptation, the activities of life are merely transferred, without much gain or loss, to the inner plane. Such transition is possible, however, as 1 and 12 will direct it to the sacrifice of all selfishness, or as 2 and 11, under the science of spiritual power. And when such is the case, the new life witnesses a great gain in freedom, in consciousness, in ability, and in enjoyment. Astrology Aries is the beginning of the zodiac, where the circle is completed and the cycle of one life ends in the start of another. When the sun crosses the first point of Aries, the astronomical year commences, and when it again crosses into Aries, that year is ended, cut off, destroyed. And thus is Aries, as indicated by Arcanum 13, Brahma as well as Shiva, both creator and destroyer. Human function life subsists upon life. The energy and substance of each physical organism is largely gained through the death of others. To sustain the life of man, there is a constant sacrifice of the lives either of plants or of animals. This life of the lower kingdoms, when taken into the body of man, undergoes a transformation, by which it is made available for his use. The cosmos depends upon the innumerable conscious entities embraced in it for expression and progression. And likewise man depends upon the innumerable cells of his body for expression upon the physical plane. Each of these cells is as independent of man, as man is independent of the earth on which he lives. That is, each cell has its own individual consciousness, nor do the sum total of the cells comprise the man, for the man has a consciousness independent of these cells. Yet while these cells are a portion of man's anatomy, they should each obey the dictates of man, just as man should obey the mandates of the Supreme Intelligence. Even as man is undergoing a progressive cycle on the earth, so each cell in his body is undergoing its progressive cycle in association with him. Therefore, while the death of the organism that serves as food liberates the soul, that has polarized the protoplasm and energy contained in the form, this transition to the body of man is not without compensation to the life of the individual cells. For their substance and energy is now transformed into cells occupying the body of man, and thus in association with an intelligence, which affords them greater opportunity by far for evolutionary progress. To the cell life, at least, the serving as food for a higher form of life than that previously occupied is not without its advantages. And the human function by which man selects what shall thus be transformed to his own use is the sense of taste, which corresponds to Arcanum 13. Alchemy Arcanum 13 represents the transformation, which occurs in the substance and form due to transmutation. The fluxing of polar opposites or natural antidotes produces not merely a blend of the substances, but the death of the old properties in the production of a new and more highly refined substance with entirely different properties. There is thus a transformation of both the substance and the form. Bible, as related in the 49th chapter of Genesis, Jacob, being about to die, called together his sons, who are the fathers of the 12 tribes of Israel. To each he gives his blessing, together with a prophecy, and this deathbed pronouncement reveals without error to any competent astrologer just which tribe is ruled by each zodiacal sign. It should be evident, for instance, that when he speaks of Reuben being as unstable as water, that he refers to the water bearer, Aquarius, and the abrupt changes made by those in whose chart Uranus, its ruler, is prominent. Likewise, when he speaks of Simon and Levi as being brethren, he can be referring to no other sign than the twins, Gemini. that Judah is a lion's whelp must mean Leo, the lion, and when he says that Zebulun shall dwell at the haven of the sea, he certainly refers to the home of the crab, Cancer. Issachar, mentioned as a strong ass, is the sign Taurus, because Taurus rules donkeys as well as the bull. And because justice is weighed in the scales of Libra, Dan, who shall judge his people, must belong to this sign. Speaking of Gad, he says that a troop shall overcome him, but he will overcome at the last, because Scorpio has a multitude of desires, but has the power to divert them to a high purpose, as symbolized by the eagle, which also is a token of the sign. That Asher shall yield royal dainties and his bread shall be fat, of course, indicates the food sign, Virgo, and Naphtali being a hind, or deer, or goat, signifies Capricorn. So, too, when we read that in Joseph's bow about his strength, we look for a bow among the signs, and find the archer, Sagittarius. Now Aries has a constructive and a destructive, or warlike, aspect, the latter being signified by the wolf, as when there is a wolf in sheep's clothing. So, when we learn that Benjamin shall rave as a wolf, we know he belongs to Aries. And then when we come to Ephraim and Manasseh, we find that Ephraim, who was the younger, was blessed first, contrary to customary usage, and that Manasseh, who was older, was blessed later, thus indicating that at the end, or last sign, the dual sign Pisces, that the last shall be first and the first shall be a last. This not merely signifies the sign of disappointments, but also indicates that the priesthood, who belong to the sign of universal brotherhood, should be willing, when necessary, to renounce worldly advantages for the good of mankind. At the death of Jacob, the 12 signs were thus represented, and Jacob himself, after delivering his blessings, was straightway gathered to his fathers, a transformation such as is represented by Arcanum 13. The 12 disciples who were called by Jesus also represent the 12 zodiacal signs, Jesus making the 13th member, the Lamb of God, or transitional influence of Aries. He said on that occasion, Matthew 26:23, he that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. Now of the 4 zodiacal quadrants, the Scorpio, or eagle, is represented by the suit of cups. Jesus is crucified on the autumnal cross of Libra, and was betrayed for 30 pieces of silver. And from the point where the sun is slain on the cross of Libra, the nights, or powers of darkness prevailing over the days, to the sign Scorpio, is just 30 degrees. Judas, therefore, is the sign of death, Scorpio, the realization of material forces, indicated by Arcanum 4, who betrays the sun into the winter signs, delivers the spiritual influence into the power of matter. Judas later repents and hangs himself, as shown by Arcanum 12. This, however, but depicts the expiation of the sin, for Judas himself belongs essentially to Scorpio and not to Pisces. The bread of the Lord's Supper is the symbol of the physical nourishment that sustains the material body. The wine is token of the emotional nourishment, which alone builds up the spiritual body and makes immortality possible. Man requires both forms of sustenance. Because 13 were gathered at the Lord's Supper, and when passed on, even today some persons will not sit at a table where 13 are present. To some it is an omen that one of them shortly will die. But 13 is not merely the symbol of death and dissolution. It is the number of the vernal cross, of springtime, of the sign Aries, in which the sun commences a new cycle of life. It is thus also the promise of immortality, for the sun god then arises from the tomb of winter. So while 13 means physical death to the vulgar, To the initiated signifies more frequently the death of selfishness and crystallization through the sacrifice and devotion signified by Arcanum 12 and the commencement of a new life through the transformation of material desires into spiritual aspirations. Masonry and modern masonry, there are something like 6 degrees of the cross, all dealing with some aspect of Arcanum 13. But because in the zodiac there are 2 crosses, the vernal cross of Aries and the autumnal cross of Libra, these degrees of the cross have reference to both of them. The Christian cross of crucifixion is Arcanum 3, astrologically Libra. But there is also a militant cross of resurrection, Arcanum 13, or Aries, symbolized by a sword, which in form is but an inverted cross, even as Libra and Aries are polar opposites in the zodiac. The meaning of these degrees of the cross is that man is born upon the earth through generation, or Arcanum 3, and is born into the next life through physical death, yet his real birth into a spiritual life is brought about through the transformation of his animal tendencies into those that have for their chief object the welfare of the whole of cosmic society. Magic. In magic, Arcanum 13 represents the ability to separate the astral body from the physical at will, and use it as a vehicle to visit other parts of the earth, to visit the homes of the dead, or to explore the tremendous regions of space. It is that process which is referred to in masonry as traveling in foreign countries. Various methods are employed to bring about this separation of the astral body from the physical without a break in consciousness. One of the safest ways is to go out during sleep, passing out through the pineal gland, retaining the consciousness by a realization all the while that one is dreaming, and holding to the recognition of things seen as a true astral experience. Full details of this method are set forth in the 11th Award MS. Others quite successfully bring about this condition by gradually incapacitating the physical body and voluntarily slowing down the heart action. While lying in a relaxed state, and after thus slowing down the heart action, they induce a tremendous desire to move to some particular spot, and this, under such training, takes them out of the physical, and permits them to maintain consciousness while moving about in the astral form. Orientals commonly use mantrams, rhythmic breathing and a spiral swaying motion of the body to loosen the astral from the physical. The astral body by means of this method passes upward out the top of the head. Mediums also leave the physical body during trance, and may bring back accounts of what has been seen on such journeys. But this method, because it is done under the influence of some controlling entity, is disintegrative and highly dangerous. Such experiments are not to be undertaken lightly, and considerable precaution should be taken to protect the physical body from shock, as the too sudden awakening, or bringing back to the physical, is a great jolt to the nervous system, and might be so great as to sever the astral cord binding the finer to the grosser body, and thus result in death. Also, some precaution should be taken that in case there is difficulty getting back into the physical, that relatives do not conclude hastily that death has ensued and cause an untimely burial. Initiation. The soul has its birth into the next life, just as it has its birth into this one. This new birth does not always coincide with the moment of physical death, for there is commonly a short or longer period of unconsciousness in transition. If one is too strongly attached to the things of earth, and unable to relinquish the strong desires for them, he may be bound, for a time, close to the earth, and not awaken into the consciousness of the new life. Or one may have become so dominated by some idea that one lives in the image of this idea, and for a time shuts out the reality by which he is surrounded. That is, until something or someone awakens him to a realization of his true condition, he may live in an imaginary world of his own thought creation. But whether one passes through the doorway to astral existence quickly or slowly, ultimately the time arrives when he awakens into full consciousness of his surroundings. This is the moment of his birth into the next life, and it coincides with his new astrological birth chart. Then comes the period of judgment, in which he is both judge and the one on trial. He perceives the actions of his life and the motives which prompted them. He finds, perhaps, that his progress now depends first upon rectifying certain mistakes made while on Earth. And this he does either through contact again with those he injured, or at least through rendering some constructive service to others. After a period of adjustment to next life conditions, he gravitates, or levitates, to the particular plane, which corresponds to his own dominant vibratory rate. And on the plane, where he now finds himself, whether high or low, depending upon his spirituality, he moves into the environment, which corresponds to the harmonies and discords within his finer form. But whether high or low, there is always opportunity for progress. There are works to be performed, joys to be experienced, and an even greater variety of interesting events than is possible on Earth. But in this new realm, money has no value. There is but one currency which is legal tender, and his progress and any assistance rendered him by others depends upon it. This currency of the next life is constructive service, such as in some manner brings benefit to others. Occult science, the events which happen to nations, to cities, to communities, and to the world in general are chiefly shown astrologically in cycle charts. These charts, by which the events that thus affect groups of people are predicted and explained, are chiefly those erected for the moment some planet has circled the zodiac and crossed from south to north declination. The point of the zodiac, where the sun thus crosses from south to north declination, is always the first point of Aries, and thus the first point of Aries becomes the accepted symbol for the commencement of a new cycle. And as mundane astrology largely depends upon such cycles, it corresponds to Arcanum 13, which pictures the sign Aries. Queen Court cards, the Queen of Scepters signifies a person ruled by the sign Leo, high-spirited, ambitious and resolute. Right way up it denotes a Leo woman, reversed it indicates a Leo man. The dominant idea is I will. The Queen of Swords signifies a person ruled by the sign Virgo, studious, rather even-tempered, ingenious and witty. Right way up it denotes a Virgo woman. Reversed it indicates a Virgo man. The dominant idea is I analyze. The Queen of Coins signifies a person ruled by the sign Libra, good, high-minded, noble and amiable. Right way up it denotes a Libra woman, reversed it indicates a Libra man. The dominant idea is I balance. The Queen of Cups signifies a person ruled by the sign Scorpio, active, selfish, proud, resentful, reserved and thoughtful. Right way up it denotes a Scorpio woman, reversed it indicates a Scorpio man. The dominant idea is I desire. The Alchemist, Arcanum 14, letter Egyptian, Nain, Hebrew, Nun, English, and number, 14. Astrologically, the zodiacal sign Taurus. Color, the darker shades of yellow. Tone, low E occult science, practical occultism applied to daily life. Human function, psychometry. Natural remedy, such herbs as daisies, dandelion, myrtle, gourds, flax, lilies, larkspur, spinach and moss. Mineral, the talismanic gem, moss agate, such stones as alabaster, white opaque stones and white coral. N14 expresses in the spiritual world, the perpetual movement of life. In the intellectual world, the combination of ideas, which create the moral life. In the physical world, the combination of the forces of nature. Remember, then, son of earth, to conserve thy forces, not to recoil at thy works, but in order to wear out obstacles, as water, falling drop by drop, wears away the hardest stone. If Arcanum 14 should appear in the prophetic signs of thy horoscope, a well-formulated plan of action followed perseveringly will raise thee by degrees to the heights thou wouldst attain. In divination, Arcanum 14 is regeneration or temperance. Arcanum 14 is figured by the genie of the sun holding a golden urn and a silver urn, and pouring from one to the other the conducting fluid of life. The genie is crowned with flame, to indicate that it is a spirit, and its feet are winged to signify its rapid movements. The fluid transferred from one urn to another is the symbol of transmutation, and the eight rays of the sun, which show behind the genie's head, signify that the positive, or masculine, forces of the universe are exactly equilibrated by the negative, or feminine, forces. The cloak over the shoulder of the spirit indicates the perpetual fecundation of matter, as symbolized by the cloak, by spirit. This ensemble pictures the combination and interchange of masculine and feminine forces throughout nature, working ceaselessly in all kingdoms, as the instigators and cause of all movements and life. Number numerically, 14 is the second decave of 5, and thus represents the law, Arcanum 5, operating upon the next interior plane, as signified by Arcanum 2. As 5 is the dominion of man's intelligence over the physical plane, so 14 must be the dominion of man's intelligence over the astral plane. Now 7 signifies the perfect nuptial union on the physical plane, the union of body, soul and spirit with body, soul and spirit. Therefore, the double 7, or 14, must signify the perfect union on the inner plane, the perfect regenerate union, in which the finer forces, as shown in Arcanum 14, completely blend and fuse. And herein lies the secret of rejuvenation, for, in the exchange of these finer energies, controlled and directed by love, there is a power to restore and maintain youth and vigor. Astrology: when, in the spring of the year, the sun crosses the vernal equinox and enters Aries, represented by Arcanum 13, the forces of nature commence to move, and new processes are set in motion within the laboratories of Isis. But the solar force in Aries is not alone capable of regenerating the world, for such regeneration, or any other regeneration, requires also that the feminine forces shall be mixed with the masculine. This transmutation, therefore, is not celebrated at the vernal equinox, but on Easter, which cannot occur until after the full moon has brought a partnership in exchange with the sun, from the natural sign of marriage. This process, started at Easter, is carried forward as the sun enters Taurus, the exchange of the finer forces fecundating the earth Taurus to bring forth the grass and flowers. For while Aries is the exaltation of the sun, Taurus is the exaltation of the moon, and the sun moving thus into the exaltation of the moon after the partnership has been formed carries forward the process of fructification. This process by which fecundity is assured is pictured in Arcanum 14, and is thus associated with the sign Taurus, for the bull also is a symbol of fecundity. Human function: already it has been shown that Libra, and Arcanum 3, correspond to feeling in its external aspect. Libra is the sign of generation. The other Venus sign, Taurus, is the sign of regeneration, and rules the inner sense of feeling known as psychometry. Psychometry, therefore, is the human function corresponding to Arcanum 14, which esoterically depicts the sign Taurus. Alchemy: Arcanum 14 represents the fluxing of polar opposites, or mental antidotes. When the minerals are predominantly acid, or positive, just enough of the alkaline, or negative, minerals should be added to balance the mixture, and when the minerals are predominantly alkaline, just enough acid minerals should be added to balance the mixture. When positive and negative, acid and alkaline, male and female, energies are of like volume and intensity, the ingredients readily fuse and undergo transmutation into a different and far more valuable product. But when either positive or negative elements are not thus balanced by their polar opposite, it takes more energy than can be generated to effect the transmutation. Bible: the mystery of union as a spiritual force is set forth symbolically in the story of Jacob. First he wrestled with temptation, as shown by Arcanum Vi, and was victorious, Arcanum 7. Then falling in love with Rachel, as symbolical of proper physical union, he served for her 7 years. General 29:30, and Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed unto him but a few days, for the love he had of her. But this perfect physical union signified by 7 did not suffice, for it relates that he was deceived into marrying Leah of the tender eyes. That is, his spiritual sight was not thus opened. Therefore, he served another 7 years for Rachel, the 14, as shown by Arcanum 14, indicating regenerate union. And so much more satisfactory was this higher fusion, that in his great love for her he served voluntarily another 7 years. This 21, as shown by Arcanum 21, designates the true spiritual fusion, the union of twin souls, the attainment of the great work. In Math. 28, 2, we have mention of the transformation to a new life indicated by Arcanum 13, and, behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven, and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. And following this, in Math. 28, 18, this new life entered into, or regeneration accomplished, Arcanum 14, is indicated thus: and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Masonry: the Roseate Cross is but another method of expressing the process portrayed by Arcanum 14. And the same principle is more briefly indicated by the compass. 14 is the second decave of 5, and when wine, symbolical of spirit, is added to the 5, as in the 5th libation of pure wine, which is drunk from a skull, the skull represents Arcanum 13, we again have the principle of regenerate fusion expounded, this time in ritualistic form. And as of universal application, instead of merely personal, Arcanum 14 is well rendered by the mystical letters, INRI, which more correctly stand as the initials of In Natura Renovatura Integra, meaning, all nature is renewed by fire. Magic love manifests on all planes and in various degrees of grossness and refinements, for it is convertible as passion, enthusiasm, heat, affection, fire, vexillicitude. In truth, in some form of expression, it lies at the foundation of all activity, all intelligence, and all feeling. As to man, there are 3 planes upon which his love life can express while he is still embodied. And when we consider that the power of an energy to benefit or to destroy depends upon the volume liberated and the intensity of feeling which accompanies it, it should be apparent that grossness, lust and viciousness in sexual matters is one of the most destructive forces upon earth. Yet as life depends upon harmony, and death follows in the footsteps of discord, when sex is actuated by mutual esteem, and mutual harmony results, it has even as great a building power. The harmonious exchange of energies between husband and wife tends to build health, to prolong youth, and to increase the vitality. Then as to the offspring, the intensity of the father furnishes the vital force, and the intensity of the mother the magnetic constitution. The general health is thus usually more dependent upon the mother than the father, but the length of life more dependent upon those vital energies furnished by the father. And upon a balance between these two, as shown by the sun and moon in the birth chart, depends in great measure the discords and harmonies, the fortunes and misfortunes of its life. But Arcanum 14 treats of a plane above that indicated by Arcanum 7. It reveals the mysteries of regenerate love. Regenerate love does not consist of any physical act, nor does it consist of refraining from any physical act. Instead, it is a blend and exchange of finer forces. This blend and exchange can take place between husband and wife even, while they are far distant in space from each other. In fact, when properly established, there is a continuously consciousness of each other on the part of both, and the fusion is more or less continuous. It is the beautiful ecstatic union between two, who are devoted to each other, and who feel the most tender emotions toward each other. It is a pure and holy relation, and has nothing in common with the practices of certain mediumistic individuals, who leave their body to dissipate themselves and express unrestrained passion, while thus on the astral plane. All such practices are destructive, and once were features of the witch's sabbat. They are much more destructive, because more intense and less subject to control, than physical dissipation, and are harder to break off because of the magnetic bondage established. Nor is the regenerate union a matter of forced celibacy, for this often stimulates to unnatural desires, and always leads to an unbalanced magnetic condition which is undesirable. Instead, it is merely the complete fusion of the finer forces of two purified souls, who are working together in loving harmony, and in tender sympathy, for the advancement of the race. This fusion may be broken at times through intruding discords from without, but is again established at the first opportunity, and is maintained as completely as possible. Initiation in the soul's initiation, Arcanum 14 indicates that state of advancement, in which there is spirituality enough so that the animal desires and passions are transmuted into tender expressions of love which establish and maintain, with the matrimonial partner, a constant exchange of the finer energies. At this state of the soul's pilgrimage there still may be occasional physical expressions, but the chief and most satisfactory avenues for manifesting love are now purely in the ecstatic and devoted exchange of invisible forces. Occult science. Practical occultism is the application of the knowledge concerning astrology, concerning psychology, concerning alchemy, and all other invisible properties and energies to the affairs of everyday life. As such, it corresponds to Arcanum 14. The solar spread is based upon the 50 posts, or gates, of initiation. It thus depends upon correspondences to the 7 active principles of nature, which penetrate the 7 departments of human endeavor, for its revelations. The spread, as a whole, constitutes the jubilee, or 50th factor. The cards are shuffled and cut as usual, and then they are dealt from right to left in 7 rows of 7 cards, each as illustrated on page. The cards should be turned over as read, starting at the bottom row and reading from right to left. When the birth chart of the consultant is known, each row of 7 cards reveals those things that the planet ruling the row governs in his birth chart. And in all cases the 3 cards to the right of the middle card in any row govern the past of the department of life. The middle card represents the present condition, and the 3 cards to the left of the middle card reveal the future developments concerning this department of life. When the birth chart is not at hand, or if the reader is unfamiliar with astrology, each row is read as referring to the department of life generally signified by the planet in front of the row. Thus the bottom row, as ruled by the moon, governs the home, the domestic life, the public, and if the querent is a man, his wife. The second row from the bottom is ruled by Mercury, and has rule over studies, travels, writing, papers, brethren and the fruits of intelligence. The third row from the bottom is ruled by Venus, and relates to love, society, friends, partners, cash and art. The fourth row from the bottom, the middle row, is ruled by the sun and signifies the honor, health and vitality, and if the querent is a woman, indicates her husband. The fifth row from the bottom is ruled by Mars and relates to accidents, antagonisms and enemies. The sixth row from the bottom is ruled by Jupiter and refers to business, occupation, employment and religion. The seventh row from the bottom, the top row, is ruled by Saturn and relates to elderly people, real estate, sickness, losses, sorrows and secret things.